This is the local VK5 news segment, and from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. You may well be listening to this as you browse the Northeast buy and sell today, and congratulations to that club for its efforts. But wait, there's more in store with the South Coast buy and sell next week, Sunday the 22nd of April, and we look forward to seeing you there at Railway Terrace, Seaford Meadows. Sellers in by 8:30 a.m. and buyers in at 10 a.m. Why not enjoy an egg and bacon sandwich while you wait? Entry is $5. Last minute table bookings can be made with VK5ZKU, our secretary, by phoning 0418 804 594. Tables are $10. Tea and coffee will be available, and all entrants receive entry into the raffle and door prizes. The buy and sell is proudly supported by Red Arc. Members are reminded that the club has a table of items for sale and help is required to man it. That's all from me, so 73 until we see you at the buy and sell.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. AREG's next general meeting is this coming Friday, the 20th of April, with the clubroom doors opening at 7:45 p.m. The evening's presentation will be given by Mark, VK5QI, on the latest developments with the new telemetry systems and modes that are being developed and used with Project Horus. The talk will cover results of the recent Thor 16 test flight, a progress report on modifying the Bureau of Meteorology RS-41 radio sondes, an introduction to the new MFSK modem being developed. Members will also be introduced to the new proposed member payload launch program. Its aim is to encourage experimentation and technical development among club members in the area of high-altitude balloon payload development. So here is an opportunity to find out more about Project Horus and how you can get involved with this exciting aspect of ham radio. Come along. Everyone is most welcome, visitors in particular. If you've ever wanted to know more about Project Horus and its payloads, this will be a great chance to hear from one of the very active members within the High Altitude Balloon Fraternity. So remember, folks, this coming Friday, the 20th of April, for the next AREG general meeting. Everyone is invited. Further information may be found on the AREG webpages at www.areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. The surge continues to keep itself busy, with a car rally scheduled for Saturday the 28th of April, closely followed by a participation in the Generations in Jazz event in early May. Both of these events involve our group as communicators to ensure efficient and speedy communications of any problems or requests to the relevant organisers. We seem to do quite a bit of this sort of thing, and all those who help out always derive a great sense of satisfaction from knowing that we have done a good job. Sometimes we struggle a bit with volunteer numbers, but somehow we always seem to come up with the goods in time for the event. Members of the Narracourt Club have been getting a bit more involved over the last year or two, and their help with a number of our activities has been very beneficial and most appreciated. Our efforts with chasing weather sondes are ongoing, with Andrew VK5KET now well and truly up to speed with tracking, and he is now working on getting maps working with later versions of Windows, as the current versions only work with Windows 7. Ross VK3KBO is getting set up and is very keen to do some chasing, as the balloon flight path usually takes them pretty close to his home QTH, and a couple have landed not very far from him at all. Charles VK5HD is also working on chasing, as he and Greg VK5ZGY are keen to do some driving. There is even talk of setting up a monitoring station over the border, which would be great for uploading all the data to the internet in order that more people can observe the track and associated information. The talk given to our group by Mark VK5QI has created a lot of interest and enthusiasm, which is always good to see. By the time that you hear this, our 2018 Convention Committee will have met again via a Skype conference, and plans will have been confirmed for quite a few things that were a bit up in the air a few weeks ago. We are very hopeful that we will be able to let you know who we have lined up as speakers for the session following the prize-giving ceremony and during the dinner. Watch this space. Don't forget that it all happens on the Queen's Birthday long weekend on June the 9th and 10th. Book your accommodation now, as the Mount is always busy on long weekends, and if you leave it too long, you might miss out. I remind potential attendees with caravans that Greg VK5ZGY and wife Gabby are offering free sites at their home at Warralong, just on the northern outskirts of the city. Power and water available. We will be sending out a brochure with all the details to all club secretaries very shortly. We remind you that we meet on the first and third Friday monthly, except for December and January, at 7:30 p.m. in our club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre, O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier. Visitors are always welcome, and we encourage them to put out a call on our link repeaters for a chat with one of us locals. That pulls me up for this week. The members of the South East Radio Group would therefore like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Last Sunday's antenna testing event at the Ridley Park, Elizabeth, was well attended, with a wide variety of antennas presented for testing. The result was that a number of antennas built at home from publicised data that was adhered to during construction did not all meet up to the published specifications when attached to and recorded by the testing equipment. Notwithstanding these test results, I have been informed the antennas have performed adequately in regular field and contest use. So far, some of it is back to the drawing board and further testing at the shack. It was still a good day out. Last week I mentioned visitor Refik Buka. Well, he turned up at the antenna testing day, and I'm pleased to say that he has taken the first step to obtain an amateur license. Once again, this is a reminder for the volunteer participants for the Science Alive event at Wavell Showgrounds in August. That is approximately 15 weeks away. There is a lot of preparation to be done, so please contact John VK5NI regarding exhibit requirements. The April Tech Night on the next Wednesday, the 18th, will be a presentation on surveying and the origin of the metric system of measurement by Graham VK5WX. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, the 2nd of May, 2018. And the May 16th Tech Night will be a talk on basic website design presented by Graham VK5WX. The beacons, servicing and upgrades are progressing well. Some of mechanical aspects have been completed and some testing is underway. The VK5ROC repeater is also being attended to. Further news on this will arrive soon. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 7-3's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. You can get the latest AHARS information from the website if you go to latest news and upcoming events page. There is also a PDF file with the latest AHARS calendar. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 27th of April, and the next social morning at the Shack will be on May the 12th. The AHARS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gathering at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The April technical session at the Shack on the 28th will be a presentation by Barry, VK5BW, and Jim, VK5TR. This will be about using oscilloscopes and probes. You're welcome to bring an oscilloscope you're not too sure about how to use, and I'm sure you and the others attending the session will learn quite a bit about crows. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. The presentation for the 19th of April General Meeting will be by David, VK5KK, and Ian, VK5ZD. I've called this Adventures in Microwave Communications. They will be demonstrating some of the equipment they've used in microwave expeditions in Europe. May the 17th General Meeting will be a members buy and sell, so it's time to have a look around the shack and your shed and see if you have anything other AHARS members may make better use of. John, VK5EMR, will also have some of the deceased estate items for sale on the night. Looking further ahead, in July, Peter, VK5PX, will conduct a quiz based on exam questions, and August the 16th, Wayne, VK5APN, will be talking about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. If the moon and the weather cooperate, Wayne will be able to do a live demonstration in the park next to the club rooms. The next member's show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October, so you have several months to start a new project or finish a UFO. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.